For Older Kids, Making Room for Christmas by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Caitlin was tired of being so busy every night. Picture the little baby Jesus. Remember him as you picture Christmas this year. Children's Songbook, pages 50 through 51.
Can your family come caroling with us on Thursday night?
Sarah asked.
We'll sing in a nursing home and have hot chocolate and cookies afterward.
Caitlin shook her head.
I wish we could, but our family's going to an ice skating party that night.
Caitlin liked ice skating, but she was tired of having every night in December filled. After school, she talked to Mom about it.
I really want to go caroling with Sarah, but every night is so busy. I feel like there's not even time to think about Christmas.
Mom nodded.
I know what you mean.
She ticked off items on her fingers.
Ice skating party, school program, service project.
All those things are good,
Caitlin said with a frown.
How do we decide which ones to do?
I'll talk to Dad. Maybe we should have a family meeting about this.
After dinner that night, Mom brought the family calendar to the table.
Caitlin and I have been talking about how busy December is. We've decided that we're going to unschedule Christmas.
But we have to have Christmas,
7-year-old Ben said.
That's when we celebrate Jesus' birth.
I don't mean getting rid of Christmas,
Mom said with a smile.
We just need to clear out some of the things leading up to it. We're so busy these next few weeks that we haven't made time to focus on Christ and family.
Dad opened up the family calendar.
So let's talk about what will really help us focus on Christ this Christmas season. First off, the ice skating party or caroling with Sarah's family?
Skating sounds fun, but I'd rather go caroling. I bet singing at the nursing home would really help us all focus on Christ.
Sounds like a good choice to me,
Dad said with a smile.
We can go ice skating another time.
Yay, I love caroling,
Ben said.
Okay, that's 4 votes for going with Sarah's family.
She put an X through the skating party and wrote in caroling. One by one, the family went through each item on the calendar, crossing off some and writing in others. They marked some nights as family nights to stay home and do things together. Other nights they made sure that what they had planned would focus on Christ.
Can we make a gingerbread house? The old-fashioned kind?
I think that can be arranged.
And let's act out the nativity. We can't forget that.
Mom wrote it on the calendar.
This way, we'll be sure we made room for it.
Thursday night, Caitlin and her family went caroling with Sarah's family.
This is so neat,
Caitlin said to Sarah as the family sang song after song at the nursing home.
Everyone looks so happy to see us.
The families made a plan to come sing next month, and maybe next Christmas too. The author lives in Colorado, USA. Print your own caroling booklet at friend.lds.org. End of the story, Making Room for Christmas, by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen.